Episode 192.
All right, mate.
Welcome to Dorktown, episode 192, as previously stated by producer Becky. I am Mikey.
I am the Bells of the Clan.
Producer Becky is here at the moment. Bells. The Bells Clan.
The Clan.
What does it take to get into the Bells Clan?
You have to be a Highlander.
A Highlander! I thought there could be only one Highlander.
Secret rule about there can only be one Highlander is there are also no rules.
The secret rule about Highlanders is there's no rules.
There's no rules.
The public, all the public knows is there's only one.
There's only one.
But in actuality, there's like 868 Highlanders running around. And only those 868 know about it.
Three of them are.
What do Highlanders do anyway? Like, why is there only one? Like, they're just, it's just not possible to have multiple Highlanders.
You know, that's a good question.
Big plot hole in the Highlander series.
That's a good question. That's right. Right at the end, they're like, all right, you win. Well, what do I get? Well, a lifetime of fucking nothing.
Lifetime of being a Highlander.
There's a lifetime of
okay,
shit.
Okay, that sounds cool. Like, well, what do we do? Nope.
Now we all abandon you.
Now we go home to our families and our lives. What do I do?
You live forever.
you live forever.
And then what? And that's it. You're fucking bored.
Good luck.
No one's going to talk to you anymore.
You know the guy from the Indiana Jones that watched Jesus's cup, he guarded it?
Yep.
That night? You're like that guy. You're just going to sit around for 700 years waiting for someone to show up.
Even that guy thinks you're an asshole.
the Highlander? He's an ass. He chose poorly.
He did choose poorly. If I could lift this sword,
I'd kick your ass, sonny.
I would strike him down with the mightiest of swing.
A vengeance.
Mightiest of swing.
Welcome back to the podcast that shot first.
Yep, in your face.
In your face.
All over your face.
We're drinking a tasty Buku IPA from Mother Earth Brewing, San Diego, provided by Bell's via Fig Garden Liquor. Becky's drinking get up off of my brown Golden Road.
Still unexplained why. It's still unexplained why a six-pack of this is $10.99, but a bomber is $7.99. I still don't understand
this. The stats don't play. Yeah, it's not cost-efficient to buy a bomber of it.
Okay.
This is true. And there's so many times he doesn't have the six-pack. So, this week, what the hell? What the hell are we going to talk about, Bells? We've got an Oregon game coming.
We got an Oregon game
coming. But we're going to... So while producer Becky is here and awake, we'll take advantage.
Yes,
we are going to a show together, and this is back in December. We're just going to keep building to the show.
Oh, I know we got time now.
Pucifer, not Puce. Puce.
Maynard.
We're going to go together. It's going to be great. A little Dorktown party at Pucifer at Warner's Theater in Fresno, California.
It's going to be fucking rad.
It's going to be rad. This is rad, guys.
Sixth row. In the orchestra, right off to the side, it's nice.
Right as the stage lights go down for Pucifer, you're gonna be like, "This is so rad, guys, isn't it?"
Well, if they do what they normally do, but I don't know if they're gonna stick with their stage setup, which is normally like a trailer, and it's basically like the sunrise and sunset in the Arizona desert. Yeah, it's really cool. While the music is going on,
yeah, I like
pretty
it.
Fucking, I like it's pretty it. Awesome.
I love the Arizona desert sunsets. I used to love it.
But being this is called, the album is coming out called Money Shot.
Oh.
Album covers shows some pretty ruffians. Some weird stuff. In some cowboy attire, little ruffians.
Ruffian cowboys.
Doing some ruffian action. Mm-hmm. So there could be a theme. You never know.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good show. And
they're pretty fucking awesome. When I saw
them. You see Maynard. You're getting to see Maynard. Yeah. Doesn't matter what band he's with, you're getting to see Maynard. He has at least three bands.
Yep. They're all badass.
They're all badass. So with them coming to town, it makes me think of what band, I have two different similar questions, but different. What band right now out there in the ether that still can tour would you want to see come to Fresno? And then what band in history, in all of musical history, would you want to see? What band out there right now that you have not seen?
Okay.
That you have not seen, that you want to see? You've never seen them, but it's been possible to see them, and you just have not done it.
Wow. You know, Foo Fighters.
That was mine, yeah. Okay. Foo Fighters.
Sade.
You haven't seen Sade?
No.
You always you famously, like, weirdly love Sade, and you have not seen her.
I've had a love affair with her.
Oh, wow.
In my head.
In my head. Whoa. Your head.
But, yeah. There you go. And then as far as history?
Foo Fighters.
And all of history?
They have not come to Fresno, those sons of bitches.
A band in all of history, who would I want to see? Mm-hmm. Could it be, and it's in their heyday?
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever time period you choose for that band, doesn't matter.
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. Mm. That's good.
That's real good.
Zeppelin.
Zeppelin in the
70s. Bow, bow,
bow, bow. Yep. 45 minute Dazed and Confused.
Considered song. The beginning of metal.
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin. If you want to see the birth of metal.
So there you go. Or Kiss, the final farewell tour. I think it was like their.
Which three?
The seventh farewell tour.
Have you seen Kiss live?
I have seen Kiss live.
Was it?
It was their first farewell tour.
Oh,
you're it like, was the first one. It was the original one.
The original band that said farewell, but not.
I saw them in San Diego. Did not pay for it whatsoever. Had no intention.
How did that go? How did that happen? Sub chick.
You know, one of my buddies, my roommate in Switzerland, called me up, and he was living in L.A. I was hanging out in San Diego, and he said, "Hey, I got tickets. We're going." I'm like, "All right, whatever." And he's like, "Hey, it's Kiss's last fucking tour."
We were like, "Holy shit!"
"I've never seen him." I'm like, "I haven't either.
I have to do it. It's the last tour."
And he's like, "Well, fucking Skid Row and Ted Nugent's opening for him." I was like, "Fuck, all right."
He's like, "Are you not convinced yet?" Guess what? Ted Nugent, Skid Row. Now you're in, aren't you?
Yeah, and I said, "Fuck yeah, pick me up."
Yeah, fuck yes.
I'm waiting for you.
That's a great show.
Uh-oh. Totally waiting for you.
I would say Foo Fighters. And that's the number one band I have not seen, and they have not come to Fresno. Queens of the Stone Age is another one.
Yeah, hey, that's a good one.
I've never seen them. Yes. They've not come to Fresno.
I'd like to see Queens of the Stone Age. Yes.
Sure they have done shows together. I mean, Dave is drums for them, obviously. Occasionally, but it seems like they've toured too, but I don't know. I may be wrong about that. But that would be awesome. Just see them come to town, both of them.
Yeah, that would be good.
But yeah, history. Led Zeppelin would be on the list for me. I'd like to, you know, I mean, I'm not a Beatles fan. I don't have any Beatles albums. Like I've never spent money on the Beatles. But I appreciate them for what they have done, what they are. To see the Beatles in their heyday, but like in a setting of I'm traveling back in time, like to see like the Shea Stadium would be a shitty show to see, because that apparently at that famous, you know, show they did at Shea Stadium, like you couldn't even hear them. Like the screaming was so loud, you couldn't even hear the music. It was just everyone was just like going so fucking bonkers. You couldn't hear the music. So that wouldn't be good. Like to see them in England somewhere.
Like, got a bar.
Yeah. One of their first bars where Blake Jones from Fresno was playing.
Like a YMCA or something.
YMCA. That would be the shit to see that. Or How about Robert Johnson, who birthed all of music? Blues guitarist Robert Johnson, who sold his soul to the devil.
Oh.
To just sit there in front of Robert Johnson and just listen to him play. Oh. It'd be fucking amazing. How about seeing Iron Maiden, like their first, like early first album out there tour? Yeah. Like a young Ozzy.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet. That would be pretty good. Uh-huh. Watching like The Who.
Yeah. Or, you know. Yeah, I've never been a Who. That Pink, how about Floyd? Cream?
Fuck, man. Pink Floyd, Pink like Dark Floyd. Side of the Moon tour.
Okay.
You know?
Like their first, yeah.
Wish You Were Here tour. The Wall.
Cream, fuck, dude. Man. Cream!
Fuck, there's so many.
Fuck.
So many fucking things.
Fuck. Man. I never saw Guns N' Roses.
Fuck Guns N' Roses. Fuck them.
Over, I mean, you had to sit there. You had to sit there for 2 hours.
We saw
before they would show up. How long did you have to wait?
Scott Weiland was singing for him.
What?
Yeah.
Wait. What?
We saw.
We saw Slash's band with Scott Weiland. What the fuck was that band's name?
It's basically Guns N' Roses with Scott Weiland.
Yeah, basically. What the fuck was that band's name? Purple something?
Velvet Revolver.
Yeah, Velvet Revolver.
Yeah.
We did see Velvet
Get Revolver. Back down. Get back.
He actually did a good job. Back.
Yeah, we saw that, and then we saw fake Alice in Chains, the fake singer. It's all fake.
It's not fake. It's like, what else are you going to do? It's a Lane Staley, Jerry Cantrell, Alice in Chains.
It's like the WWE of Alice in Chains.
Producer Becky's back.
The UFC Alice in Chains is, it's not.
Producer Becky, mm-hmm.
What's going on?
What show, what band out there?
I was thinking about Pearl Jam maybe as like something.
You haven't seen Pearl Jam?
Maybe The Cure.
Haven't we gone to see Pearl Jam together?
Cure.
You have never seen The Cure.
They've been to Fresno.
We have an album of.
They put on the most boringest show in Fresno yeah, once.
Ever. It was.
It was pretty.
That
awful.
Was the album. I think that was the album show.
Who?
Pearl Jam. Oh. And it was like 2/3 of the way through the show. It was just very like, and I think Pearl Jam has that kind of reputation of just they just play like the album. I mean, they play it sounds exactly like the fucking album, but.
Yeah.
Like, and like, it was just kind of like, all right, this is pretty good. And then Vedder's finally just like, hey, I want to see you guys. What's going on? You guys are doing anything, President. We're like, you're not fucking doing anything, Eddie Vedder. Do something to fire us up. And then finally, like, the show started getting going. Like, it was almost over. And finally, Vedder woke up. And like, we're like, okay, we'll wake up now. Like, we need. As an audience, we need the band to do something.
He was sick.
He was sick.
He was drinking wine. He was sick. I remember it being boring as hell too, man. There's one dude that was sitting behind us, like a few rows back, and the only songs he knew were off of the first album. So yes. Anytime came off of that, he would jump up all fired up. Only like, yeah! The hits. Like the only guy out there yelling. He's like, yeah! Fucking alive!
Yeah.
Yes, alive! They're playing live! Fucking Even Flow, man. Yeah, we hear it.
We're hearing it too, bro.
He's playing, singing it, man. I swear it's fucking on right now. Yeah, we hear it.
It's on. It's fucking on right now. Nobody says that yet, bro.
I was just in mid-slumber.
Well, speaking of music, we have a music break this week, Bells.
Winger?
Before we have an org game.
Org game.
Because this is what we do now, okay? We got an org game. We talk about music. Maybe we talk about stories. Yeah. There you go.
Maybe we pull our dicks out.
Maybe we rub our dick on their mics.
You never know.
It might happen.
Huh? You ever had a cock? Hit a microphone before? Huh?
Oh, I can tell you're circumcised.
You ever hear that?
I can hear it.
That's the speed.
I heard the circumcision.
How fast I can
Let's swing like get that. Back to our Fresno roots of music. Les Wolves, one of the hot bands of the past couple years from Fresno. They have a new EP on their Bandcamp page. The EP is called Welcome to Wolf Mountain. I'd go to Wolf Mountain. Somebody tell me where the hell it is. I'd go. I would. Where's Wolf Mountain in Fresno?
I'd go to Wolf Mountain dressed in a coyote costume.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. You get so much MILF. Were they saying wolf? I meant MILF. I said wolf. I don't know what the hell I said. Okay. Lay Wolves. We's a coming on Dorktown, episode 192.
Lukey, can you get me a beer, Manny? First try, I promise.
Fucking good, dude. Ask for a beer. It's fucking good. It's a good band. All right. They look for their Bandcamp page, Lay Wolves. I'll put it in the show notes of the Dorktown.
You do that. I want you to tuck away and make a little mountain
note. Of the Dorktown.
Would you make a little mountain note?
I will put a little note in it.
Put a little note in your mind.
It's time for an org game.
Fold it up, take that little note, fold it up, stick it in your mind, and leave it in there.
More game.
Don't ever bring it out again.
More. What is our or game this week, Bells?
We have an audio or game.
I like the audio ones. Since this is an audio format.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
So there you go. So here we are. Audio format. Fucking TV's greatest TV themes ever.
Ooh, greatest ever. Volume greatest 2.
Ever. Let's see if you get it.
All right.
All right. First one.
What the fuck? It's like a Simon and Simon light. What the hell was that?
That's a different world.
That's a different world? That does not sound right.
Yeah, you know, this guy is probably not the right. This probably not the right theme. This isn't the right album. Hold on a second.
Just a second here. Hey, give me the real different world, yo.
Hold on. Just wait. Just a minute, please.
Everyone,
Everybody just shut the fuck up.
Everyone just settle the fuck down.
Settle the fuck down.
Where the fuck are you going to go?
Before I get pissed off.
Don't go down, jump on the YouTube and find it, because then that would fuck up your podcast listening. Just hold on. Bells has got control here. He's going to get it.
Oh. Here we go. All right. We're changing this up.
All right. Never mind what we said before. The dating game.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Or.
Fuck.
Ba 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 ba. Bye. Ba 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 ba. And ba ba ba. Also, blah, blah, blah.
The Dickweed family.
And the Dickweed family.
It's time for the Family Feud. Richard.
How you doing, love?
Family Feud.
I got herpes on my lips.
Yeah. I got herpes. Come here. Give me a little kiss, love.
I got herpes.
Yeah, Family Feud.
Yep.
Is that you agree?
I agree. All right. Next one.
All right.
Or game.
Oh, fuck. What the hell is that?
It's the Hollywood Squares.
That's a fucking old ass version.
This is OG.
That's an OG. OG Hollywood Squares.
OG Hollywood Squares.
Meow, meow. That's original Jeopardy music.
Meow, meow.
Jeopardy, bro.
Jump back.
Oh.
That's the music your mother plays after
Sean,
she blows me.
That's the sound your mother makes after I fuck her ass.
She gave me a 69 last night.
I choose Jeopardy. And you?
And you? Yeah, I said Jeopardy.
You do? All right. How about this one?
War game.
Santa Claus theme?
Hey, it's the newlywed game.
Oh, okay.
When you're making whoopee.
When you're making whoopee.
Or.
What do you say when your husband says, give me a steamer? Oh, shit. What the fuck is it?
The $25,000 pyramid game show.
Yes. Pyramid. Dick Clark, bro.
Oh, you're going
Clark, I love that show.
I'm going Newlywed Game.
Oh, shit.
Fuck yeah, man.
It's controversial.
Fuck yeah.
You are controversial, sir.
I am.
Your controversy is controversial. Bum, 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 bum.
Wheel.
No. Yeah. Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune.
Vanna White still looks decent.
And Pat Sajak.
Just can't give up that paycheck.
Nope.
I've not seen that. I've not watched that show in fucking 20 years.
Or.
Oh, Price is Right, dude. Price is Right rules.
All right, Happy.
Price is
and
right.
Easy.
The Price is Right. I actually used the Price is Right to impress Becky. So, in the early dating stages of our careers together,
you like turn it on in the morning or something?
No, she was a big fan back at when I met her. So I got tickets to it, and we were gonna go. This is when she was living in Marin, and she came down to Fresno, and we were going to go in the morning. And we like drank so much at the Dollar the night before because we had to leave. Because like it was like 9 a.m. or something, you had to be in line. And so we were going to have to leave at like 5 in the morning or something. And we drank so much at the Dollar the night before, we just like didn't go.
Just got all hammered.
Yeah.
And that shit happens, man.
Shit happens, bro.
Fucking shit happens, dude. Swear to God it does.
Swear to God it does. All right. Let's next or question on Dorktown 192. DorktownPodcast.com.
This is a total LSB. Straight up LSB reference.
Aaron Ford, listen up. 80s. I hear the 80s keyboard. This isn't Knight Rider, is it? No, Airwolf?
Yes.
I love Airwolf, dude. The helicopter is so fucking badass. Badass helicopter. Helicopter can stop anybody, stop any kind of crime happening. Yeah. Let's bring out Airwolf. Let's stop that fucking insurgence. This is what we need for... all the terrorism. We just need Airwolf.
That's pretty badass.
First thing, I bet if Donald Trump becomes president, first thing he's gonna do, give me Airwolf. I need Airwolf in the sky right now. Or, Adams fam, or not Adams, the Waltons. Oh man, that, yeah. Wow, that's tough. I mean, they're sort of different genres, but I'm still going with it. And the Waltons, bro. Wow. Good night, John Boy.
In that case, we go.
Good night, John Boy. I can hear you masturbating in there. Taxi, or. Downtown. What the fuck is that? Oh shit. I know this too. What the hell is it?
Come on, you piece of shit.
It's not, what the fuck was it? Stop, Bells. You're not playing Oregon properly.
Oh.
You're just, like, rolling through shit.
Yeah, I am rolling through shit.
What was that?
Hold on, I've lost it.
The last two, there was that one, and what was it one before now?
Hold on, I lost it.
It's been 15 seconds.
That was Newhart.
I've forgotten.
It was Newhart.
Oh, that was Newhart.
Yeah.
Okay, I love Newhart.
Yeah.
What was the one before?
It was badass, whatever it was. It was Taxi.
Yes, Taxi or Taxi. Newhart. I got to go Newhart.
All right.
I fucking love Newhart, dude.
See if you get this one.
I love his stuttering sense of humor. Make it louder maybe I'll get it.
Aaron Ford is like rolling right now.
Yeah,
cussing.
I'm sure
you.
He is. What the fuck is this?
I know this. See?
Chico and the Man. What the fuck? I don't know.
Oh boy. Thank Carl Malden.
It's detective. I can hear the detectiveness of it. Fish. There's fish involved in this.
Carl Malden. Michael Douglas.
Douglas. Carl Malden. Michael Douglas. In that 70s detective show that you don't know the name of.
The Streets of San Francisco.
Oh, fuck. Yes.
Jesus Christ, Mike.
And every street, every chase was like the car would jump.
What the fuck?
Had a huge jump over every hill.
What is fucking wrong with you?
Dude, I'm drinking beer, bro. Shit. That's the fucking detective and he's in the trailer park.
Well, you know the music, that's good.
Yeah.
You know the show? The fucking rocker file.
Yes, man. Exactly. He lived in a fucking trailer, and he solved shit.
Well, pick one.
Solve crimes.
Pick one
from his trailer.
Piece of shit.
And his cool like gold car. And his dad.
I already forgot what the first one was.
Rockford Files one though. Rockford Files. Yeah, I heard a stat lately that Rockford Files didn't make money. It lost money. For some reason that was blogged about recently. The Cosby Show. Full House? No, or not Full House. The House with the Urkel. Lives next door to the house?
No, dude. Piece of shit.
What the fuck was it?
That was fucking Roseanne.
Oh, shit. God damn it.
What the hell's wrong with you, man?
I can't think of anything when I've had like two beers. I can't think of anything with a name. If something has a name, which is everything in the world, I can't think of it. After the beers. This podcast is just a display of my stupidity for 11 years. Nobody's called me out on it. What the hell is this? The Suicide Chronicles? Is this all my children dead?
You're not much of a comic book character guy. That was
That was a Incredible Hulk.
That was the
Incredible Motherfucker. Hulk. God damn it.
You're a piece of shit.
Why have you damned me, God? Da 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 da.
Do you know what it is?
Da 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 da.
But do you know what the show is?
I do.
What is it?
I'm not going to tell you, dude.
Ding, 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 ding. You can sit here and hum the song the whole time. Bam, 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 you don't know what the fuck it is. Then, I mean, I'm playing with a retard. I'm playing with a fucking imbecile.
Da, 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 da.
Piece of shit.
Dun, 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 dun. I wonder if there's a band that goes around and does just TV themes. There probably is.
That was Hawaii 5-0, by the way.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Of course you did.
Dissolving Hawaiian crimes. Getting all in the Hawaiian business, solving the Hawaiian crimes.
We got a surfer killed on the beach over in Oahu. No word or weapon yet. We got someone saw something, though. Let's go talk to them. See what they know. Overturn a couple stones. See what's what.
Sopranos. Jesus.
Oh, you know this one, Mike?
Yeah.
So you're not going to hum the song now?
I don't like this version. Sounds fucking stupid, this version. I mean, this is way. I mean, I know it's the same guy, but it's like, it sounds terrible without the Sopranos stuff behind it. I think we've abandoned the or game. Now we're just listing the fucking themes.
What the fuck?
Kind of 2-0, motherfucker. Oh.
Spawn of it.
Fucking Mellow's place. Gee, I wonder if it's the same guy who wrote the theme.
It's fucking so solid.
Jesus. Holy shit. Motherfucker. Mother shitter.
There are so many good.
Where's Sanford and Son, dude? I need to hear it.
See if you get this one.
Bum bum bam. Bum bum bam 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 and a man.
See if it comes on. No da 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 da.
Is Lucille Ball involved in it? The Honeymooners? What the fuck? We're Little Rascals.
There you go.
Jesus.
You fucking piece of
shit. You fucking shit. Piece of shit. Go to Graham. The Jeffersons, motherfucker.
Oh, hell no, moving on up
to the east side. The Jeffersons. I'm just trying to like keep some semblance of the org game going. Apartment. The Jeffersons. Or.
We finally got a piece of your ass.
He finally got a piece of that ass.
Please don't burn.
They didn't have any kids, did they? The Jeffersons?
Yeah, they had one.
Oh, they had one girl. Yeah, they had a girl.
Lionel.
Oh, no. Yeah. Lionel. Okay. Yeah. Oh, that Lionel. What? I wonder what Lionel was up to.
He's selling crack.
The family guy. Sounds like crap this way. Bam bam.
Yep.
Or game. We're not doing any ores.
Yep, or this.
Or Benny Hill. Family Guy or Benny Hill. Benny Hill. That chauvinistic motherfucker. Ooh, that's Knight Rider. Damn it. Damn it. Damn it. Damn it. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Bells is whipping his phone around the mic to make it sound cooler. I'm calling him out. Did it. Did it. Did it. Did it. What was that last? Choo-choo-choo-choo! Dun-dun-dun-dun. Mission Impossible? Did you ever actually see the show? Did you find the equalizer? I want to hear the equalizer.
Oh man, that shit was on earlier. You really like wanted to see that?
Original equalizer, not fucking Denzel Washington's equalizer. Although I do want to see that because I love the TV show The Equalizer. Best setup ever. There's just a guy who has a newspaper ad. You need help with some serious shit? Call me. I'll help you out. And he comes in and he just does what, he does what the police can't do.
Build a fence.
Fix shit. Where's that episode of The Equalizer? Where he's like, they're like, you know, my neighbor's a dick. I can't afford a fence. Could you build a fence for me? Equalize my fight between me and my neighbor. Put me up a fence. You piece of shit. Go equalize this. Welcome back, Kata. Mr. Kata.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Gee, I wonder what that one is. Three. What the fuck is this? What kind of fucking weird ass versions do you have, dude?
I think this is like karaoke versions or some shit.
Freeze company too. Come and knock on our door.
What the fuck is going on around here, man?
Like, it's like church. It's like church people versions of themes. I want the raw versions where they say shit in it. Come and fucking knock on our door. Yeah,
sucking fucking and we're gonna sell crack to you. Gonna sell crack to you.
Why don't you open the door without your robe on so we can go fucking to.
Do, 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 do. Come and spread on the floor. Come and spread on the floor.
Oh my getting God. This like just got whore. Really, really fuck like crazy. A this is what happens when producer Becky has to leave.
Gonna smoke that fucking crack pipe all night. Gonna put it
producer Becky, help us. We've completely lost the rails of an or game.
Or game.
Well, that was a great or game. Best themes, TV themes you'll of all time.
Feel that crack pipes up your ass is real fun for both of us too.
Da 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 da.
Crack pipe one, crack pipe two.
Crack pipe one, crack pipe two.
Stick it up your butt too.
Do, 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 do. Blah! All right, well, that was an or game.
I guess if that was kind something.
Of, pretty much, sort of,
it's probably like an or game, and then we kinda, got lost.
Then we're just like,
yeah,
whatever. You know, people get lost.
It happens.
It happens.
Hold up my fingers with the toilet paper.
It's time for the Fonzie's. Let's give an A out to everyone that's been able to sit through this.
Yeah. Without killing themselves.
Yep. Yeah. Hey.
You can go ahead. All right. You can go ahead really and off yourself.
We really do appreciate
now.
This. Yeah.
Wait for holding out. Good job holding out. You can off yourself now.
Thank you.
Spare yourself the torment of listening to the next episode.
Hey.
Because it's most likely going to be shittier than this
one. So, Bells, Disneyland, dude.
Disneyland.
Star Wars Land.
Yeah.
Motherfucking Star Wars Land.
Yeah, you know, you had some.
One day.
You heard some rumors about Star Wars Land.
Yeah, it's
going to
be. It's going to take over Toontown. Toontown's done.
No.
It's going to. What do you mean, no?
Incorrect.
That's what they said at D23, bro.
Toontown is not done.
The hell you say?
Toontown is going to stay.
Breaking news from Dorktown.
Who the hell are you talking to, dude?
There
at D23, they said they're taking out Toontown. The offices behind Toontown are moving across the street over on Harbor, across Harbor Boulevard. All Toontown's taken out. All that back there, it's all Disneyland. They're all Star Wars Land in Disneyland.
They're going to remove the horses from the horse stables.
Right.
Behind Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Yeah.
There's 14 acres of land there, which Star Wars Land is going to go into.
They're just going to go into that, and this Toontown's going to stay?
Toontown stays. All
right, that sounds like shit.
The Autotopia that was going to change to the Star Wars speeders.
Right.
That got axed.
Like axe that.
That huh? stays Audiotopia.
Audiotopia is not going away.
No. It Fucking stays. A. It's a classic and it stays.
Wow.
Anybody says anything about it, they're going to have to come talk to us.
Answer the bells.
That's right. 14 acres of Star Wars.
It sounds Rumor like it's going to be smaller than the announced
one.
Then.
There's going to be like a Millennium Falcon ride.
Yep.
There's going to be one where it's a battle and you're on either side. But I thought about, you know, what would be...
Battle cool? on either side.
What would be, if you had your own Star Wars land, what rides would you have? This is the one I would do. Mine would be a simulated cantina version of you versus Greedo.
Oh.
Who shoots who first. Yeah. And if he shoots you, you die.
A virtual cantina.
In real life.
Well, I think, aren't they have plans for to have the cantina, even though you can't drink in Disneyland? Unless you're
they'll
in
do something, I'm sure.
Club 20.
I'm sure they'll do something.
I want. They should have a pod race. Pod race would be pretty cool. Although they probably have that in Maybe. Star Tours.
Maybe
one of the.
It was Star pretty Tours. Badass though, seeing the Star Wars preview on World of Color, all up on the water.
Oh, they have Star Wars in World of Color now.
Oh well, yeah.
Whoa.
Well, they promote everything that's coming out.
So, oh, they actually had the new for episode 7 in Star in World of Color?
Yes.
I have not heard that.
Yeah.
There's been an awakening. Have you felt it? The dark side. And the light.
In the light. Thank you, everyone. Hey, for listening to Dorktown. DorktownPodcast.com. DorktownPodcast.com.
I want to give a fonzy out to the world.
The world. I love your world. You don't have any stupid ass Clovis things to give fonzy A's to?
I give them all. The whole world. That includes Clovis.
The whole world includes Clovis.
Clovis is the world.
Da-da-da.
Greatest city in the world.
Fonzie A to producer Becky.
I'd like to be walking around all
having to fucking take care of our child while we're podcasting. That's why producer Becky isn't here.
She really doesn't want to do this anymore.
She doesn't.
She hates this with a passion.
Everyone enjoy the podcast out there. I enjoy them too.
Maybe you guys could send some like kind messages to producer Becky. Just to make her feel just better. Give. She really doesn't feels down on herself.
She's feel down like, on her dark town self.
I really don't think anybody listens for me. I just think that like they just listen because you guys are so funny, and you're so talented, and you guys are sexy, hot.
Yep.
So smart.
Keep listening to the hotness.
But I just feel like no one listens to me. And we say, no, producer Becky, that's not true. It's not true at all. Everybody loves you. So if you guys could just send a little kind something.
a little postcard.
Postcard, knick-knack.
Knick-knack.
Something.
She loves knick-knack. You know, knick-snacks.
She loves kick-snacks. You know, a tic-tac or something. I don't know. Something nice, just to say... Producer Becky, we love you.
Dorktown.
In your face. In your face. Dorktown. For our fifth music break. Dorktown.